Commentator Kevin R. Free wants to keep it real when it comes to his resolutions for 2007.
2007 is almost here, and once again, I'm going to take control of my diet and once and for all, change myself into the lean, mean, acting machine I know I should be. I knew it was time to stop the insanity when an actor I'm working with right now referred to me as chunky. Not that I care that he was talking about me. Frankly, I can't think of a better subject. I just would rather not be called chunky. It feels a little too much like the truth. I mentioned to my trainer that I was embarrassed to work out sometimes because I make ugly faces and grunting noises when I lift weights. He explained that ugly faces and grunting noises are entirely appropriate at the gym because the gym is not supposed to be like happy hour. I've always been a few pounds overweight. I played football and soccer when I was growing up, but sports never helped me lose weight. Besides, when I was a kid, I believed that my chubby cheeks were my ticket to becoming the next Gary Coleman. That's why I balanced all of my little league exercise with a healthy appetite. As an adult, it was my sense of entitlement that was getting me into trouble. I'm an American. If I work hard, I'll get what I deserve. I work very hard at auditions, at rehearsal, or at just being my sweet self, which, believe you me, is hard work. So I'm in for a great reward, right? Chicken fingers for my appetizer, steak for dinner, and a big old slab of cheesecake for dessert. I ate like that every day until I was 40 pounds overweight. The satisfaction of a job well done wasn't enough. I wanted more, and I got it. More knee problems, more back problems, and more self-image issues. I realized that weight loss is all about choices. Do I want a turkey burger so I won't be hungry later? Or do I want a gingerbread cookie so I can be in a good mood now? Don't I deserve a treat just for getting through 2006? Do I need to subtract all the treats I had during the year from my end-of-year bonus treats? These are important questions, but nothing like the questions I have once I get to the gym. How long till I'm gorgeous? Am I done yet? Do I look butch lifting weights? My trainer was so right. Going to the gym is nothing at all like happy hour. I would love to work out in a fitness club where all the smoothie-drinking, Speedo-wearing, spin-class-teaching, perfect-bodied people have been banned. Is that bad? I only want them kicked out until I have a chance to catch up with them. I have been so close to having a great physique for most of my life. I've been both too heavy and too thin, and I am, at age 37, pretty happy with my looks. But I'm deciding right here and right now for 2007 that I will become even happier. I'm not sure yet if that means I'll work out more or if I need to find a new therapist to help me with my self-image or if I'll spend more time at happy hour. All I know for sure is that it is much too late for me to be the next Gary Coleman.
Wise choice, Kevin. Kevin R. Free is an actor and career coach living in New York City.